Today on Excellent Leadership with Sam Adeyemi.
The quality of your person, your character, and your capacity to achieve anything on this planet cannot be better than the quality of information that comes inside you. That should tell you one thing. You literally can't change your life until you change your thinking.
Welcome to the Excellent Leadership broadcast today. I want to say a big thank you to all our viewers all over the world, and especially to our partners who help to make this happen every week all over the world. Over 200 countries potentially where people watch us. And thank you for sending us your testimonies, amazing testimonies of healing and restoration and answers to prayers. Now, the most potent resource on our planet is revelation. You ask, what was the basic resource that God used to create our world? Hebrews 11:3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made from things which are visible or tangible. So the raw materials with which God created our material world were intangible raw materials. The word. Revelation, the currency of heaven. Now, that is what we trade in on this broadcast. Receiving revelations from God and turning revelation into its material equivalent. Because John 1:14 says that the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. We are trusting God that God's word will find meaningful expression in your life, that revelation will attract its material equivalent to your life, that when God's word is sown into your heart, and especially the practical steps that help us with the application of God's word, we pray you will experience transformation in every area of your life. Today we begin a discussion on a series that we have titled The Success Code. And that's from Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. As God gave marching orders to a young man who was leading millions of people for the first time to take possession of God's promises for them. Amazing insights here today as we break down this verse. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So we'll break it down. And today we begin with this book. Sit back and enjoy this broadcast.
Joshua 1:8, let's go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. I knew it. You weren't reading it. Because you said, this book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth. And that's not what the verse says. That's how we personalize it. But the verse says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. The success code. Now, that verse was part of the instructions that God gave to one of the most successful people in the Bible, Joshua. And we need to try to understand, you know, the context so that we understand the message. And we're going to do this over the next few weeks. The first thing I want us to understand is that this young man was the product of an environment, a culture that was rooted in slavery and poverty and mediocrity. He had grown up in Egypt, part of the community of Israel, that lived in Egypt. It was just that the whole community or race were slaves. And that meant that they were the property of the king of Egypt. They did hard labor, built the cities, owned practically nothing. They lived in the slums, so to speak. So they were used to a mediocre part of life. So if Joshua was going to deal with poverty, deal with this low quality living, he was not solving just a personal problem, but a cultural one. This is important. Because a lot of the times, I think we only cut leaves. We don't dig out the roots of our problems. When a problem is rooted in culture, it's very difficult to deal with than a personal problem. Let me give you an idea. Jesus said to the people of his day, "You, through your traditions, make the word of God of no effect." That's a serious matter. Anything that has the capacity to neutralize the word of God is powerful. Because our world was created by the word of God. That's how powerful culture is. Jesus admitting, "You, through your traditions, make the word of God of no effect." So I put it this way, that culture is so powerful, it can eat revelation for lunch. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, talking still about the Israelites, Israel, that left Egypt. Hebrews 4, 1 and 2. "Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest," that is God's rest, "any of you should seem to come short of it." Verse 2 says, "For unto us was the word preached, as well as unto them. But the word that was preached did not profit them, because it was not mixed with faith in those that had it." The word was preached. It didn't change their lives. If you are not conscious of the effects of culture on your life, Christianity may have no effect on your life. God can speak to you like this and it won't change your life because of the effects of culture. So I want us to have that at the back of our minds. When we say culture, a lot of the time people only refer to cultural artifacts or expressions of culture like the attire and then the language, which are important. People don't realize culture rests on the foundation of thinking, of the belief system, the predominant beliefs. That's where culture starts from. That's the root. So if you're going to change your life, you will have to address it from that dimension. Good. So some countries, communities, and families have a culture of poverty. They may not realize it, but it's a culture. So if you grew up in such a culture like I did, then this discussion is going to help you like it really helped me. So let's talk about the book and the law. Like I said, we're going to unlock the verse step by step. The first part, this book of the law. So let's talk about the book and let's talk about the law. The book first. If you want to be able to fulfill or achieve God's goals for your life, which is our own definition of success, not just acquiring material things or being the most powerful person in town. Success is the achievement of goals. And we said there's a goal you didn't set. To be born into this world as a human being. The one who set that goal, the one who designed you to be a human being, had the goal. He is the one that can define success for your life. Success is the achievement of God's goals for your life. Now, if you will ever be able to achieve those goals, if you will ever be able to realize your potentials, you must value information. This book, the God of the Bible, is a God of the book, and he is a God of books. Information is the key to transformation. There's a reason why Jesus said, in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Why was he? And he was quoting Moses. So Jesus and Moses, some of the most powerful people who ever lived on this planet, said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. They were comparing the word of God to bread or food. Where is the comparison? Food forms this your physical body. If I ask you, where did your body come from? Christians can be very spiritual. I've had some people say from heaven. I say, hello. Super sophisticated spiritual thinking. It's not heaven. It's rice. Bread. Potatoes. Chicken. That's what formed your physical body. And Jesus is saying the words that proceed from God will do exactly the same job. The way food forms your physical body is the way information forms your spirit. The quality of this, your body, cannot be better than the quality of the food and the water that you take, or the drinks that you take. Same way, the quality of your person, your character, and your capacity to achieve anything on this planet cannot be better than the quality of information that comes inside you. That should tell you one thing. You literally can't change your life until you change your thinking.
Have you ever tried opening a door with the wrong set of keys, or enter the wrong password or PIN code? Navigating success can also feel like that. Understanding and using the right set of keys matters in order to gain access. In this new series by Sam Adeyemi, you will see how to obtain and use the right access codes for success for your life. You will discover secrets to unlocking the success code, time-proven principles to navigating successful living, how to change your life with your words. Discover how God's Word can be used to access your success today, and much more. Today, we would like to offer this life-changing series for a love gift of $35 or more, and we would send you the entire CD series today. We would also send you the Success is Who You Are book free. This book would show and give you the blueprint for success in every area of life. To receive this offer, please call the number on your screen now. God wants you to succeed. Start by receiving the Success Code CD set today. Call +44 151 808 0312 or go to samadeyemi.net. This series is also available on instant download at samadeyemi.net. Start your journey to discovery and purpose successfully today.
After today's service, in the course of this week, take time to think about the way you think. And it's only man that God gave that gift. It is called self-awareness. It's only man that can come out of his life and look at his life. Come out of yourself and look at yourself and look at the way you are thinking and ask yourself how far that level of thinking will take you. And make a decision to change the way you think. That's where life change. That's where transformation begins from. So somebody is asking, so how do I change the way you think? Read the book. Read the Bible. Read the Bible. And your objective should be to line up your thinking or align your thinking with the way God thinks. That's one of the things that makes God God, the way he thinks. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. God said, for my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. He said, for as the heavens are high above the earth, so are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. I want to think like God. I will get God results. You cannot think like God and not live an extraordinary life. When you do, the places where people's minds get stranded, other people around you, you won't be stranded in those places anymore. Your best example, think the way Jesus thought. So that's God come down to the realm of man and face the issues that we face here. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John with the question on your mind, how did Jesus think? How did Jesus think about health? How did Jesus think about money? How did Jesus think about marriage? How did he think about relationships? I'm telling you, it's the highest level. Example, John chapter 6, there's a crowd, hungry. And Jesus says in John 6 verse 5 to Philip, Philip, where will we get bread for these people to eat? And verse 6 says, this he said to test him, for he knew within himself what he would do. Amazing. So it was just a test. Philip's brain went to money. And he came back to Jesus and said, we don't have enough money. That's the testimony of the average person, isn't it? But Jesus went ahead and fed the crowd. He knew within himself what he would do. He had an idea. His thoughts were that lack of money could not stop him. I was praying many years ago for a car. Lord, so, and I determined how much I needed to buy it. A fairly used car. I was praying and asking. The thing didn't seem to be coming. So one day I was praying again, reminding God. Then the Holy Spirit said, hold on. What exactly do you want? Is it the money or the car? I said, the car. He said, then ask me for the car, not the money. I can choose to use money to get you the car. And I can choose to get you the car without using money at all. It's you human beings that deal with money. That day he delivered me. Let your goal, as you read the Bible, be, I want to align my thinking with the way God thinks. Amen. It will amaze you. The things that look difficult to you will become easy. And God's instructions to you will always be very easy. Good. Read other books. Read books written by people who have succeeded. People who think better than you do. And then listen to audios. Messages on audio. Oh my God. I've done that. Only God knows how many times. And some I put on continuous play. I listen to the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over. Because I want to get the insight. Listen. When I listen to people teach, I'm not just trying to get the information they get. My ultimate goal is to be able to think the way they think. The question I ask myself is, how does this person think? Where does he get these things from? Because when Jesus spoke, when he taught people, that's the question people used to ask. Where did this man get these things from? I want to be able to think. You know why? If I can think the way the person who is speaking in the audio is thinking, I will get the same results as a person. As a man thinks in his heart. So he said, you change your thinking, you change your life. Watch videos. And gratefully, some of them are there even on the internet for free. Listen, there are some things you listen to and you watch for entertainment. If your calling in life is not entertainment, it's good to do entertainment and to get some pleasure. But once in a while, one needs to get serious, right? So you focus on the things that will help move you in the direction of your destiny. And I will add finally, education. Education. Get education. Go to school. Just check in most of the undeveloped parts of the world or communities that don't make progress. They don't value education. They don't. And they affect themselves. Because even when you want to make the effort, you want to make the sacrifice, there's somebody around you saying, do you think it's worth it? It's very difficult. I heard it's difficult. I learned it is expensive. I learned, but have you observed? You take the education, somebody doesn't get the education. From the moment you finish, the gap continues to widen. Every year, the gap continues to widen between the one who got the education and the one who did not. If you can, get education. Your goal, not paper, not a certificate, to upgrade your thinking, to equip yourself with thinking tools.
These days, everyone is always on the go. We understand that life gets busy. Thankfully, we've created a way for you to stay connected to Sam Adeyemi Ministries regularly, wherever you are and whatever time of day. Introducing the new Sam Adeyemi Ministries app. With the app, you can now obtain the most important ministry updates immediately. You can listen and even purchase messages you've missed or want to hear again. And you'll now have access to the best learning tools to help you along every aspect of the journey of life. Download it today. Available in Apple Store and Google Play.
As you act on the things we're sharing here today, take time to reflect after today and begin to apply and act on these things. The invisible power that pulls this card down, the invisible power that enters the orange seed and turns it into a tree, the invisible power that lifts a Boeing 747 jumbo jet or A380, literal story building in the sky, takes it across continent. God's invisible power will engage your life. Amen. In the next 30 days. Amen. Things will show up in your life. Amen. In ways that will beat your imagination. Amen. And I'll tell you one thing, that as you begin to walk with principles, as you begin to shift on this dimension, it will amaze you how simple success will be for you. What was so difficult for you yesterday will become very easy now. I've tried to get money before and it was so difficult. I will crack my head. And now I don't even try as hard and I get the money. It's amazing. This one is simpler. It's just also that I must warn you. The culture from which some of us come is a culture that believes in hardship. Hard life. Yeah, it's a culture that believes that the complexity of the solution must match the complexity of the problem. So, you know why I'm saying that? Some people here are looking at me like this, they're listening to me, they won't do anything. Because when they take time to reflect on what I'm saying, they will think to themselves, eh. So it's as simple as that. To read a book. I should read a book as a listener to sit not today. Are we just starting that today? All of the ones I've listened to, I should just read the book. I should just listen to it. I should sit down and be listening to and be watching video. That is what will change my life. With all the problems that I have now, rent I'm trying to pay, school fees I've not paid for the children, even food, I don't know where I will get the food for this week. So it is, I should just be listening to. So, when you work with principles and you want to fly a Boeing 747, how much energy do you exert? No. When you understand how the principle works, you just punch buttons, push the throttle, you lift that massive thing into the sky. Success will be easier for you than failure was. Did you hear what I said? Life is going to be easier for you now. Miracles are a normal part of your life when you work with principles. The principles of the God of the Bible. So I'm prophesying in the name of Jesus Christ that as you begin to take steps to apply what we're sharing today, invisible power will engage your life. Amen. Healing is happening now. Amen. Psalm 107 verse 20, and he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. This is the route that God uses. So I'm prophesying. I'm prophesying. There are sicknesses and diseases falling off from people's bodies right now. Amen. Satan only works with ignorance. And today, as we get understanding, I'm commanding every spirit of disease under the sound of my voice, go in the name of Jesus Christ.
Welcome back. I believe that you have been tremendously blessed by this broadcast. The God of the Bible, remember, is a God of the book, and the God of books. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the information that will transform your life, God will bring it across your way. I pray that the heavens open over you, that your spiritual eyes open, that your spiritual ears open, that you know exactly the next thing to do to move to the next level of breakthrough and blessing in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray God gives you courage to act on the things you learn in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to remember that the major problem man has is sin. And even that, God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross to resolve on our behalf. The price has been paid. Let's pray together for forgiveness right now. Say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I believe that Jesus paid for my sins, and I ask you to forgive me and to accept me in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me pray with you. Lord, in Jesus' name, thank you for my brother and sister who said that prayer. And thank you because you're so loving and so kind. And we know their sins are forgiven. Teach them to know you, to love you, to serve you the rest of their lives. in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, I pray for the person watching this broadcast right now who's experienced a broken relationship, who's experienced broken fellowship in the family. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ for the person watching this broadcast who has a sickness, a pain on the body right now. Lord, let the power of the Holy Spirit, the power that raised Christ from death, touch them, touch the relationships, touch their physical bodies, touch their emotions and their minds. And I ask for healing. I ask for restoration now. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you said the prayer asking for forgiveness from sins, send us an email. Let us know what God just did in your life. And more importantly, find a Bible-believing church to attend so you can grow spiritually. Thank you for joining us on this broadcast today. I look forward to seeing you, being with you again the next time. Our announcer has a few things to share with you. God bless you.
Have you ever tried opening a door with the wrong set of keys or enter the wrong password or PIN code? Navigating success can also feel like that. Understanding and using the right set of keys matters in order to gain access. In this new series by Sam Adeyemi, you will see how to obtain and use the right access codes for success for your life. You will discover secrets to unlocking the success code, time-proven principles to navigating successful living, how to change your life with your words. Discover how God's Word can be used to access your success today, and much more. Today, we would like to offer this life-changing series for a love gift of $35 or more, and we would send you the entire CD series today. We would also send you the Success is Who You Are book free. This book would show and give you the blueprint for success in every area of life. To receive this offer, please call the number on your screen now. God wants you to succeed. Start by receiving the Success Code CD set today. Call +44 151 808 0312 or go to samadayemi.net. This series is also available on instant download at samadayemi.net. Start your journey to discovery and purpose successfully today.